Hey Spartans, Brian Shantosh back with you on Spartan Stand, and today I want to talk about consistency. When somebody says consistency, what you're probably thinking is on time, scheduled, repetitive, reliable, routine. Boom, 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 done. And I think that's a part of it. I think that's a very small part of it. And in fact, when you do the Webster dictionary, something, something, it probably has a definition along those lines. But when I think about things that give me frustration in my life, it's when I latch onto that definition of, hey, if I want to be consistent, I need to be successful to this degree every single day at this time. We'll talk about it in terms of working out. I need to work out every single day. I feel like if I don't get my workout in at 8 a.m, somehow I failed. By latching on to that specific definition of consistency, we set ourselves up for something happening called life. And then we associate not being consistent with failure. I'm not dismissing the definition of consistency. I mean, who am I to argue with it? But I think it's a very small part. What if I broadened our idea of what consistency was to include taking advantage of opportunity when you have it? Meaning, I might not have an opportunity to work out today. Well, let's not hold it against me, because every time I do have an opportunity, I take it and I work out. Or if I don't have an opportunity today, I actually seek to try to make an opportunity so that I can work out. What this does is it allows us to take ownership for taking advantage of opportunity or creating opportunity in order to be consistent at doing something that we want to do. And it also allows for forgiveness when something happens or something comes up that just prevents us from doing that one thing. For me, I talk about working out, or I'll talk about being consistent with my diet. Let's talk about the diet one instead of the workout one, where, okay, hey, I want to eat clean. I want to eat 3 meals a day. I want to eat this certain selection of food and stay away from these food choices. And I do that. And then I slip up. I have a guest come over. We decide to have a beer. We decide to eat a pizza. And I feel like I just broke it. I was 6 days on my decent new plan, my new diet, my New Year's resolution. I was sticking to it. And then an event happened, an unforeseeable, and I wanted to take advantage of socializing with a friend. And then I feel the next morning like, oh, I failed. I ruined everything that I worked for 6 days, 7 days. I'm a failure. Well, I got to start over, you know? And I just don't think that's healthy. I think that's where we fall into the trap of then getting back on track, and events happen to us. Maybe we go 5 days the next time and then we fail, or 4 days the next time after that, and then we just have another hiccup. And then finally it's like, yeah, well, why am I doing this? I can't be consistent. What's the point? And instead, if we reframe it to say, well, I have an opportunity today, I need to take it. I didn't have an opportunity today, I'm going to try and create an opportunity and take advantage of that. So consistency can include those other two definitions or parameters, so that we can fight being frustrated with ourselves, or fight feeling like we've just defeated ourselves on things that we want to do. We just can't satisfy all of the competing interests that we have in our lives unless you really insulate yourself, and then you become kind of specialized at what you do. We just do our best, do the best that you can, be consistent at doing the best that you can, and not using a hiccup as an excuse not to just pick up where you left off. There's a saying, you're only as good as your last meal anyways, right? So you had a bad meal, just suck it up and recognize like, okay, hey, that was what it is. I'm only going to be as bad as my last meal. Pick up right where you left off. In a workout sense, it used to be, hey, you know, Mondays was this workout, Tuesdays was this workout, Wednesdays was this workout, and repeat pattern. And if I had to do something on Monday and I missed that workout, I was in a dilemma. Well, it's ruining my routine. Do I do Monday's workout now on Tuesday and pick up where I left off, but that ruins my rest day and it just throws me off? Or do I just forget Monday's workout and do Tuesday's workout on Tuesday, and then I can go back whatever I pick and choose to do, but it doesn't feel right, especially when you miss like 2 days or 3 days in a row because of work or travel or unforeseeables. And that's a place where I've failed in the past. Ah, I missed bench day. I can't. This week is ruined. I need to do bench day on Tuesday. I need to cram bench day and back day on the same day. So now I do both of them half-ass in order to be consistent at working out. When I can just say, hey, you know what? Just missed it. Just pick up where you left off. Keep going. It's going to be okay. You're better off continuing than you are resetting and feeling like you have to start over. So being consistent, it doesn't necessarily have to mean same time, same place, same thing, repetition. It's a small part of it. Good luck, Spartans. This is Brian Shantosh again on the Spartan Up podcast series, bringing you tips and tricks, leadership advice, ways to handle things that are going on for you and I in our everyday life. Take a stand.